Well, as we count it down to kickoff on Saturday, it's time to talk to one of our good friends. I've known this guy for 12 years now. Consider him a friend. He's in his second year as the head coach of the BYU football program, and it's good to catch up with him today here on ESPN 700. Head coach Kalani Sitake joining us here as we get ready for Saturday's big matchup between Utah and BYU. How you been?
Good. It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. When I talked to you a year ago, you had a couple of games under your belt, but you were still relatively new on the job. How much perspective has a year as a head coach given you going into this year?
It's been a huge difference, you know, just having the last year we were trying to scramble and trying to put in our system and trying to just get this, everything set for the season. And so now having some carryover and being able to know that you have the foundation set and you kind of have an idea of what's going on, having the coaches stay here and having the same staff be around. And this just gives you another year to get ready and just feel a little bit more comfortable and as far as the organization of it all. But the most important part is just getting to know our players better and getting to develop that relationship of trust between a coach and a player and trying to work this family here. You know, it's been really nice having that year to spend some time with these guys and just to really get to know our guys individually.
You've watched it, Kalani, now for a lot of years as an assistant coach and as a coordinator. Over the last year, what was the biggest eye-opener as head coach that you didn't really know about?
Well, I mean, I think that, watching Kyle and being around Gary and playing for Lavelle, it's been really good for me to see, as a player's perspective and as an assistant, to see how they did it, you know. But I think I've been really lucky having being there with Kyle when he was a first-time head coach and seeing some of the things that he did. And I was there with Gary when he was a first-time head coach at Southern Utah, too. So, and then seeing how Gary changed when he was at Oregon State and just trying to take as many notes as I could. But I can tell you that Coach Witt and Gary have been really open in helping me out as far as getting our system set. And it's been really nice. But I think for me, the hardest part about it is that I don't get to coach a position, and I have to cover everything. Before, all I cared about really was defense and how much my defensive guys prepared with special teams, and now it's like the whole team is something that I'm concerned with, you know, and trying to follow up on everybody and all the coaches, and it's a lot more work, but I'm loving every second of it, and I love being around the players, around football, and having a lot of fun.
It was funny, you may have answered my question a little bit. I was going to ask you, because Kyle used to always talk about how he'd be on the phone, you know, once a week or a couple times a week. He'd talk to Urban, you know, he would also talk to Gary and things like that. And sounds like you guys still talk a little bit, maybe not as much with Kyle until after this game. But who are you talking to? Who are the guys that, you know, maybe outside the program that you jump on the phone or you text with just to bounce ideas off of or chat a little bit with?
Well, I mean, you mentioned them. I think for me and Kyle, the relationship, the friendship was always going to be there. So we got to spend some time this summer together and hang out. And then, after this game, I'll lean on him heavily on a lot of things. And then I've kept in contact with Gary. And so it's a lot easier because we don't play Gary, and it's a lot more difficult. But the relationship that I have with Kyle is more focused on helping me as a head coach and some of the things that we both, you know, can talk about. It has really nothing to do with competition. It's more about organization and philosophy. And so it's been really nice to have those guys. I was able to really lean on Lavelle when Lavelle was here. And, you know, Lavelle actually was great for me just because he was here my first year. And that's difficult now that he's gone. But funny enough, Ron McBride has been a great help as well. He's always there. And we talk quite a bit and text quite a bit. So just having that connection my connections with Utah is always going to be there. So I don't know how many head coaches that were here had that 10 years to build relationships at the rival school. But it's been nice. I wouldn't be here if it weren't for the experiences and the friends and the friendships and the memories that I made over there at Utah.
Lonnie, I say it all the time. It's what makes this rivalry as unique and as fun and as good as it is. There aren't many rivalries like this one. You know it because you played in it and coached in it, but you've seen others. Everybody, every rivalry has its unique qualities, but this one, and right down to the coaching staffs and things like that, and guys with ties on both sides, makes it unique and fun.
It does, and it's the background of it all, you know. But because the most important thing is the game, and the players are going to be on the field, and they'll compete and they'll win the games. And so, but it's always nice to have the background and the connections from whether it's BYU to Utah and Utah to BYU. But that also goes in every household and with our fans. And I mean, it's the proximity of it all just makes it a lot of fun. And from my perspective, it's been all positive, been great. So. Yeah, I don't have anything negative to say about the rivalry other than I just hope it continues, you know. So it's been a lot of fun, and we're honored to have them in our home stadium, you know, this weekend, and it's going to be a competitive game, and we'll see what happens.
Talk about that one in a second. Kalani Sitake with us here as we talk about Utah and BYU, head football coach at BYU. You've got two games under your belt. Utah's got one game under its belt, and you know, with college football not having a preseason, you go through fall camp and you think you have answers to questions, but then you play a few games and then maybe you get them. What do you know about your team today that you didn't know 3 weeks ago?
Well, I think it confirms that our team is tough and resilient. We got to limit the mistakes. And when you play great teams and you have little mistakes here and there, they'll expose them. And they'll make you pay. And so that's the one thing that we're learning, and how much we really need to trust each other. And when you watch the film and you see our guys interact with each other and how it works, I'm speaking mostly offensively. It's the stuff is there. We just got to all 11 guys got to do their part. You've heard me say that over the years. You know, where if one guy tries to do too much and tries to do someone else's job, well, then that's not how the system works. And so it's just our guys going to have to trust each other. And what a great time to do it at home. And playing a great team coming here and our rivals, and so it's now go time. There's a sense of urgency where we have to perform better, and our guys are up for the task. And so I'm looking forward to the game, but it's really nothing that other than just the guys going out and playing, letting the leadership take over, just have them relax and enjoy the whole game.
We hear this a lot too. You know, quarterbacks receive way too much credit and sometimes way too much blame. Tanner obviously hasn't had two great games, certainly to begin the season. As you've talked to him, as you and Ty have talked, where have Tanner's struggles been, do you think, and how correctable are they?
Well, I mean, so I just mentioned how all 11 guys have to be on the same page, and you know, you're right. The quarterbacks get a lot of praise when things go well, and they get a lot of blame when things don't go well. But that's because he's the most visible player on the field. But there's a lot of things that go into it, and all 11 guys have to make it work. I mean, if 10 guys do their job and one guy doesn't get a block, then you're never going to see a positive play. And so if one person doesn't run the right route, then it's not going to be a positive play. If you know, it's all 11 guys have got to do their job, and a running back's got to run when they run, and the quarterback's got to deliver the ball when it's time to deliver the ball. So if one thing isn't working, I mean, obviously we're playing against great teams and great talent, and they'll help. They'll try to limit that, but for what we do and what our players rely on is that all 11 guys are on the same page and know exactly what's happening. And when that breaks down, then we have no chance. And that's what happened last week. You know, we didn't score any points. We didn't get any first downs. I mean, we struggled quite a bit. And now it's time to refocus and go back to the basics, which means to trust each other and do your part, and it should work out.
You're going into your third full season removed from being at the University of Utah, but there's still, you know, the further you get away, you're not going to have as many ties to players. You'll always have ties to the coaches and guys you know, but there's still a handful of guys, number of guys that you helped recruit and bring into this program, and you're also looking at a team that's got a lot of guys that weren't here when you were here. So look at this Utah team and kind of give me your assessment of Kyle's team after you've seen him on tape for a game.
Well, Coach Witt and his staff have done a great job at recruiting and obviously developing the talent that's there. So they lost a bunch of guys that, you know, look at the O-line alone, the four draft picks, you know, that and they had the task of losing those guys and then trying to replace them. And I thought they'd done a great job. We've had drop-offs in the past with recruiting where you had great players. I mean, 2008 team had some great players, and we had to kind of rally together and try to get fill some deep spots in 2009. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing. I think you see the program and the recruiting and the vision that Coach Witt has. The recruiting's done a lot better as far as them replacing talent. You know, you lost a lot of great DBs from last year, and you got a lot of young guys that I think can do the job. And I think having a stable and having a solid foundation in that defense, being there for 20 years, really helps out. And having Coach Witt being there for so many years as well, it's just been a good foundation for those guys to go off of. And I think that he's been there quite a long time, and he understands what it takes to get the right talent there and get that program rolling. And they're doing a great job. And that's what I see, talent wise. There's not a lot of drop off from what they've lost to the NFL draft.
New offense, Troy Taylor bringing in a new offense. You've seen some spread offenses, but Tyler Huntley at quarterback, Darren Carrington at wide receiver. You saw a little bit of Zach Moss last year. Just give me your overall read on what you saw when you watched him against North Dakota.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Moss is a physical running back, gets downhill and breaks tackles. And, I mentioned the O-line. They're big boy. They're big guys that are physical up front. And so, Huntley's I can see why he's a starter. He runs really well. And he had 18 rushes against North Dakota and ran the ball. Has good vision as a runner. And then he's an accurate passer, and he can extend plays with his legs. And so, very talented quarterback. And I've said this before, he's really composed and has great demand and has a great handle on the offense. And then Carrington, I've seen Carrington quite a bit, and he's made a lot of plays. And I'm glad that he's doing that over there at Utah. I just hope it doesn't happen this weekend.
You've been part. You're getting to be almost like Kyle in that you've seen this rivalry from a number of different angles as a player, as a graduate assistant, as an assistant coach, as a coordinator, and now as a head coach. Go back over the years, Kalani, because you've been around this rivalry now. You're not quite at Whittingham's level at like 35 years, but you're coming up on 20 or so. So give me a memory from either your playing days or coaching days that really stands out when you think about this game.
Well, for my playing days, it'd be Lavelle's last year. That was my last college game, and so obviously that game and Lavelle's last game, it was nice to have a great mentor of mine, and then for us to walk off the same field together and basically hang our. I ended my career that way, and he ended his coaching career, so that was really cool. But I've had some great experiences on the other side, some great teams that we had. So I think for me, like the 2008 season was a great one that we had, and I was at Utah. That was a lot of fun. But it doesn't really matter like when which teams and who's favorite. It always seems to come down to the wire to the end, and that was makes it so much fun, So we're hoping to perform and do way better than what we've done already in the first two games, and I think this is really a great time for us to show up and have that happen.
16 of the last 19 have been decided by 7 or less. 9 of those 19 have been decided by a field goal or less. So history tells you these games are pretty close. What would it mean for your program and for you to snap the streak that Utah has of 6 in a row?
Well, the main thing is not to worry about the streak and just focus on the game. And we have so many other things to worry about right now. And it actually comes at the right time where, rather than sit there and talk about the past, we talk about what we have to do now to get better. It's obvious we had a bad outing against LSU, and that does not sit well with these guys. And so the focus has been on us mostly, and then trying to prepare and try to make sure that what we do in practice shows up in the games, and then we'll go from there. But these guys understand the rivalry. They understand the importance of this game, and we're going to give it our best. It's good to be home, and it's a good time for us to try to be as efficient as we can and play a full game with all three phases clicking and just deal with the outcome at the end.
Great catching up with you. Have a great season, and we'll talk again soon.
Good to talk to you, Bill. Thank you.
Kalani Sitake with us here on the Bill Riley Show as we get you ready for the rivalry game on Saturday. More ahead here on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.